Hare Krishna. So after describing the four categories of people who don't surrender to Krishna and four categories of people who surrender unto Krishna, now Krishna is going to talk about those people who are either worshipping the demigods or who are worshipping the impersonal feature of the Lord. So let's see these verses from Shloka number 20 onwards.
कामैस्तैस्तैर्हितज्ञानः प्रपद्यन्तेऽन्यदेवताः तं तं नियमम् आस्थाय प्रकृत्या नियतास्वया.
सो हियर कृष्ण इज सेइंग दैट हृतज्ञानः, दोज हुज इंटेलिजेंस हैज बीन स्टोलन बाय हुम, कामैस्तैस्तैर, by various material desires. What do? Prapadyante anya devataha. They surrender. They surrender to whom? Krishna? No. They surrender to anya devataha. They surrender to various demigods. And how do they worship? Tamtam niyamam asthaya. They follow particular rules and regulations of worship. Where is this rules and regulations coming from? Prakritya niyataha svaya, from their own natures. So a very nice shloka, a very strong shloka by Krishna himself. He's saying those people whose intelligence is stolen by whose? By whom? By various material desires. They are the ones who will worship demigods. So let's see some aspects here. So the ones who are materially, the ones who are free from all the material contaminations, they are the ones who will actually surrender to Krishna. This we have understood in previous shlokas. So here it is given that as long as material contamination is not completely washed off, they are by nature non-devotees. So this is what is the definition of non-devotees. And here it is given that less intelligent people who have lost their spiritual sense take shelter of demigods for immediate fulfillment of material desires. Now currently we are living in a world of instant. Everything we want instantly. So even when it comes to fulfillment of desires, we want it to be instant. So here, such people are actually called as less intelligent. And to get their fulfillment of desires done, what do? They approach the demigods. Generally, such people do not go to Supreme Personality of Godhead because they are in lower modes of nature and therefore worship various demigods. Following the rules and regulations of worship, they are satisfied. Whenever this demigod worship thing comes, there's a lots of ambiguity that is there in so-called Hindu religion. And many times people ask this question, why that in this particular religion there are so many gods and goddesses? If there was only one, like other faiths, it would have been so easy. But then here we have to understand that it is actually mercy of the Lord. Who has created these devi-devtas? Krishna has created. He himself says that I am the origin of all the Devi Devtas. So why has he created all that? Why has he created different Devtas? Why has he created the different modes of worship for various Devtas? Why? Because not everyone in this world is eligible to directly worship Krishna, directly come to the platform of loving Krishna and serving him with devotion. So there are intermediate steps or intermediate personalities who actually receive the worship on behalf of Krishna. Because see, somehow or the other, we have to surrender to someone, some higher authority. So if we are not eligible to directly worship Krishna, then there are other personalities who are called as demigods, Devi Devtas, who are actually receiving the worship, receiving the surrender of those personalities. Now this point has to be very clearly understood, that why these Devi Devtas are existing. Slowly and steadily, the ones who are worshipping Devi Devta, slowly and steadily, the person will come to the platform of worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead. So people who are in utter mode of ignorance, in passion, they are the ones who are worshipping Devi Devtas. Because to worship Vishnu or Krishna, minimum the person should come to the mode of goodness, in Sattva Guna. Then he can actually worship. In lower modes, it is very difficult to understand the ultimate goal also. So people who are in mode of passion and ignorance, they are least bothered about what is the ultimate goal of life. maybe you can talk to people around you. Now you will find that people are not interested in ultimate goal of life, that is breaking the cycle of birth and death, going back home, back to Godhead. All these people are not interested. What are they interested in? Oh, I want to live a materially lavish life. I want luxury in life, and so on and so forth. So such people who are in utter mode of ignorance, that is tamoguna and rajoguna, that is passion, they are the ones who will take to the worship of Devi Devtas for what? For doing business. So these worshippers of demigods, what are they doing? They're just doing business, that I will give you this and in return you should give me this. So this is what exactly is happening now. And such people will not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because they are very much busy in doing business to get their desires fulfilled. So here, that's what is given. That the worshippers of demigods are motivated by what? By small desires. Small desires, because material world, what big is there in this material world? It's all small. And do not know how to reach the supreme goal, but a devotee of Supreme Lord is not misguided, because in Vedic literature, there are recommendations for worshipping different gods for different purposes. Those who are not devotees of Lord think that for certain purposes, demigods are better than the Supreme Lord. But a pure devotee knows that Supreme Lord Krishna is the master of all. So this is the foolishness of people. They feel that, oh, okay, I think better than Krishna is these demigods. See, exclusively this particular demigod will solve my problem, this particular problem. This demigod will solve this particular problem. That's how we see in India at least, that every day, a weekday, say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever it is, so one particular devta will be worshipped on one particular day. And every weekday, what happens? Devi devtas keep changing. The photo that is worshipped, that keeps changing. So this is really humorous, this is really funny, that the business that the person is doing with the devtas, it is so very abominable. In fact, Devi Devtas are on a very higher platform. There are 33 crore Devi Devtas. They are on a very great higher platform. And we, the Chutku living entities, what are we doing? We are like doing business and asking for small things from them. So this is a very important point to understand, that when it comes to worship of Devi Devtas, those whose intelligence is stolen by material desires and who are exclusively looking for some desire to be fulfilled, they actually go and find out, oh, this particular Devi Devta will help me. And there are so many TV shows, which are there, which will actually help the person to understand, oh, this particular Rashi, this particular thing, and this particular situation is not proper. So what should I do? Worship this Devta, do this particular ritual, and get this done. In Kali Yuga, one thing is very clear, that we don't have proper Devi Devta worshippers. What does people of Kali Yuga do? They dump all the photos of Devi Devtas in one altar. And once in a while open the altar, lit a lamp, offer incense. This is not procedure of worship of Devi Devtas. For every Devi Devta, there is a proper upasana that is mentioned, proper procedure that is mentioned in the Vedic scriptures. It's not that some person told me, oh, this particular Devta is very, very powerful to fulfill the desires. Okay, let me put that Devi also or that Devta also in my altar. It doesn't work like that. There's a proper procedure that is given. And why only 4 or 5 Devi Devtas? We normally see in the altars, people have few photos, 4 or 5 Devi Devtas. Why not all 33 crore Devi Devtas? What is the problem? Maybe the altar will be small for that, but then still, we can think of, if you are really interested in worshipping Devi Devtas. So this is the point that we need to understand, that all these Devi Devtas, they are like the leaves and twigs and fruits and flowers of the entire tree. And who is the root? Root is Krishna. If we just water the root, all of them will be satisfied. And He, Krishna, is the one who actually gives the empowerment to all the Devi Devtas so that they fulfill the desire of various people who approach them. So why not approach Krishna directly? Why go to the agents who are there around? And also another thing that we have to understand here is, who is Krishna? Krishna is our eternal parent. Now just imagine, a child goes to his father and he says that, no, I want ice cream. And the father says that, no, you have cold, you shouldn't take ice cream, I'll not give you. So what the child does, he goes to the neighbor and he's saying, my father is not good, he does not understand. No, I need ice cream, he's not giving. You are very nice, please give me ice cream. neighbor will be least bothered. He'll say, okay, chalo, I have one, you take. Now tell me here, who is actually caring? Who is actually caring? Here, Krishna is the one, the parent. He is actually the caring personality. So Krishna is that personality who thinks twice before sanctioning any desire of his living entity. Why? Because Krishna wants the living entity to finally attain the ultimate destination. He does not want him to get entangled in this world. So that's the reason Krishna will fulfill the desire, but he will take some time. Why? Because along with fulfilling the desire, Krishna is also purifying the person. So here, it's a very nice point that is mentioned. A very nice shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. So here it is said that akama, I have no desires. Akama sarva kama, I have a lot of desires. Moksha kama, I have desire for liberation. Whatever desires or no desires, this particular shloka says, just approach Krishna. Just approach Krishna and practice bhakti intensely. Everything will be taken care. Why? Because when we practice bhakti intensely, slowly and steadily we will get purified. And by Krishna's mercy, we will get closer to Him and finally attain the ultimate destination. So this is a very important point for devotees, that is all of us. Why should we go to anyone? Are we are devotees of Krishna. We are one-pointed, focused devotees of Krishna. Why should we go to anyone? We should be chaste to our master. We should be chaste to our husband. Right? Like the wife is chaste to the husband. Like that, we devotees have to be chaste to our master. So Krishna is our master. Why should we go to anyone? Max to max, what will happen? Oh, we will die. Okay, let's die at the lotus feet of Krishna. Why ditch our master and go to someone else? This is called as one-pointed focused bhakti. Come what may, I will not leave lotus feet of Krishna. Come what may, let the situation go crazy in my life. Let everything get destroyed, it's okay. But I will not leave my master because he never leaves me. He's always there as Paramatma in my heart. Tell me which Devi Devata is there in the heart of a person. No Devi Devata. Only Krishna, only Paramatma is there in our heart and he's always there with us in every situation. We call for him or we don't call for him, he's always there with us. So don't we think, if anyone has little brain substance, he'll understand that it's only Krishna who loves us. He is our eternal father. Why should I go to any Devi Devta? It's almost like going to a neighbor and asking for something. Let's ask our father. It's okay. Even if it's a material desire, let's go and ask our father Krishna. So this is the firm determination and conviction that we devotees should have. Come what may, I will not leave the lotus feet of Krishna. He is ultimate. He is mine and I am His. I belong to Him. If this mood we have, then surely we'll progress very, very fast in Krishna consciousness and will not deviate towards other personalities. So after having said this, now there's another question. We understand that Krishna is supreme and all the Devi Devatas are servants of Krishna. And another question is that these personalities who are there around, the worshippers of Devi Devatas, how come they are getting faith to worship Devi Devatas? And if Devi Devatas are dependent on Krishna, how come the Devi Devatas are able to give benediction to their respective worshippers? So these two questions are answered in the next two shlokas. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.